the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay? No!
Again, fans of the greatest of 60s garage rock, garage punk, and freak beat. I'm Phil Gray here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. And we got it underway with a band out of Worcester, Massachusetts, on Melbourne Records, February 1966. In fact, recorded in a living room studio with no sound booths and pillows stuffed in the bass drum and so on. The band is called The Spectres. February 66, 45, the A-side we had called Depression. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think it's a horrible, disgraceful thing.
Well, this is episode 361 of Retrospect. We've got another great lineup of obscure 60s garage, plenty of global garage coming up later in the episode as well. Don't forget, it's now much easier to listen to Retrospect. Just ask your Spotify-enabled device to play Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's get back into it with a band from Lansing, Michigan. The B-side of a 45 from The Satisfactions. This is called Never Be Happy.
Claim to be Christian, and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from every Elvis Presley that comes along.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I just got out.
And that is a set of tracks out of the USA. The Satisfactions, top of the set with Never Be Happy. Then a band which has some association with that band called It's All Meat. In fact, one of the members of It's All Meat produced that track by The Underworld. The track is called Love 22. And thirdly, a somewhat of a garage standard, or actually an American songbook standard, I think you could call that. The Other Half, out of San Francisco, best known, I think, for Mr. Pharmacist. In fact, I'm not entirely sure this is the same band. I'm assuming it is. So The Other Half had that fantastic track, Mr. Pharmacist, that I love so much. We had The Other Half with a cover of the Burt Bacharach track, My Little Red Book, as made best known, I guess, among garage fans by Los Angeles band Love. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's one out of a town called Jonesboro. Arkansas State University students practice near the campus in an old A-framed house. Features an old Hammond chord organ modified to be more like a Hammond B3. This is a band who never performed live, but they just recorded a tape hoping to be added to a booking agency. It's off the fantastic compilation called Lost Souls Arkansas Garage Psychedelic Rock. The band is called Scorpio. This is their take on Hey Joe.
I'm gonna gonna mess around with another man. Thank you.
gone into homes where folks are supposed to be Christian and their children have $100 to $200 worth of rock and roll records, and children put the monkeys on their wall as pinup pictures.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Globally diverse set. Scorpio, top of the set, out of Arkansas with Hey Joe. Then over to Australia. Garage rock band out of Sydney. Very short tenure, but a brief moment of success with a major hit in Australia with a cover of Fortune Teller. The band is called The Throb. The track is called Black. A feedback-drenched rendition of the traditional folk song Black is the Colour of My True Love's Hair. So Scorpio out of the USA, The Throb out of Australia, and finally in the set, and picture of these guys up on our Facebook page right now, The Kingpins. The track is called Diamond Girl. They're out of the UK. They also did a fantastic version of For Your Love. They formed 1964 in a town called Adlington. All the members at that time were aged between 14 and 17. A bunch of unreleased tracks from their existence, which was 1966 through to 1969, when they experienced lineup changes and changed the name of the band to Those Fading Colours and then The Orange Seaweed. So British band The Kingpins, Diamond Girl. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming? It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Well, it's time for an extended global garage set. This first selection, one I absolutely adore but haven't played for quite a while. It's off the Trans World Punk Rave Up compilation. It's out of Italy. There's a video of this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Go there and give us your like so you can follow the sort of material we have on the show and the podcast posted up there as well, with the track listings as well. So video on our Facebook page. It is by Caterina Caselli, who was an Italian record producer, former singer, bassist, and actress. This is a track out of 1966 with a band called Gli Amici. So Caterina Caselli con Gli Amici. The track Sono Chi Con Voi, Italian version of Baby, Please Don't Go.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, I'm a chingy, passing around your house. Well, I'm a chingy, little bit, passing around your house. Together we can make so much honey. Please let me come inside. Well, I'm a king. Want you to be my little dream. Well, I'm a king, me little baby. Want you to be my little queen. Together we can make so much honey the world has never seen. King. Gambles all night long.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. And reminder again, of course, back episodes available via all good podcasting apps and platforms across the web. Apple Podcasts is a great place. You can also listen now via Spotify. So three global garage tracks. Italian actress Caterina Caselli fronting Gli Amici with their Italian interpretation of Baby, Please Don't Go. God, I love that track. Then something new for Retrospect. Picture of these guys on our Facebook page as well. Out of Holland, this one's also off the Trans World Punk Rave Up compilation. The band is called P. White and the Magic Strangers. Formerly known just as the Strangers, P. White, in fact, the drummer of that band. So the band renamed P. White and the Magic Strangers, I'm a King Bee, out of Holland. And then finally in the set from Sweden, one of the tracks that features on a compilation of Swedish material called Who Will Buy These Wonderful Evils. 1968 release, a 45 on J Records. The A side was called H Moll Blues. We had the B side, the Neil Young written track, Mr. Soul, as interpreted by Swedish band East West. More Global Garage straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
A little guitar, a little atmosphere, and it wails like this.
Let's look at some fantastic Japanese group sounds. I've selected one this week off a compilation called the Nippon Side Japanese 60s Scene. This is one of the most famous group sounds bands. They kind of straddled that space between pure pop music and garage rock, turning out versions of tracks like Tobacco Road from the Blues Magoos and CC Rider. They also had some slightly dodgy covers such as Zabadak and also Legend of Xanadu. But this one I love. This is Japanese band The Jaguars with their cover of the theme from The Monkees.
Funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, what the monkeys? Keep saying a monkey around. Way too busy singing. Boo anybody down.
all the sounds he knew. Hey, hey, what a monkey, Beep said a monkey around. Way too busy singing, blew anybody down. We just had a little family, come along to sing and play. We the young generation, we got something to say. Just up on your shoulder, cause I'll be standing there. Hey, what a monkey, keep saying a monkey around. Way too busy singing, blew anybody down.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you are refreshing. Coke refreshes you best. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Sutatensa, Bogotá, HJCY, 250 kilovatios de potencia en su frecuencia de 810 kHz, onda media, y HJGG, 50 kilovatios de potencia en su frecuencia de 5095 kHz, onda corta, en la banda tropical de 62 metros. Sutatensa, Bogotá, emisora matriz de la cadena Sutatensa de Colombia, afiliada a Asomedios.
¡Fuego! Abrace a los dos. ¡Fuego! 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 ¡No es para jugar! ¡Fuego! ¡Te puede quemar! ¡Te hace guardar!
Que la vida te de enseñar los impulsos a controlar. Eres demasiado joven y no debes olvidar que el amor es serio y con él hay que jugar. Tú
slices of Global Garage for this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Japanese band The Jaguars, top of the set with Theme from The Monkees. Then we had actually a radio spot out of Holland, Things Go Better with Coca-Cola from The Golden Earrings, later to become Golden Earring, famously out of Holland, forming 1961. And then finally, out of Barcelona, actually the band started 1959, active through to 1972, then again from 77 through to 2012. The band is called Los Cirix, track entitled Fuego, of course Spanish for fire, cover of the track from The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, it's back over to the USA now for a track that arguably could be described more accurately as Northern Soul. Unofficial release on 45, unsure of the actual year, but the band is called Seven Dwarfs. This is Stop Girl.
Take off now. So
thank you for joining me for episode 361 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'd be absolutely delighted for feedback. You can message me through the Facebook page. Delighted too if anybody would share the links to the podcasts. I like to grow our garage rock and garage punk loving community, and I appreciate your listenership and support for this show and podcast as well. Well, we're going to see out this week's show with an instrumental off a label called Orfeu. 7-inch 45, released 1963 in Portugal. Picture and information about this band up on our Facebook page. They're called Os Titas. This is Tema para Titas from Portugal. Seeing out Retrospect, episode 361. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.